As the sun goes down and the day gets dark, I wonder why through the night so many lives get lost. Is it the lust for the things that we want, or are we really animals and it's the thrill of the hunt? You don't know. You young brothers had to stop and think. You squeeze the trigger because you're blinded by the weed and the drinks. You take a life but don't know what it took for God to create. He might have found a cure for cancer or a cure for AIDS. We'll never know because he's somewhere dead in the grave. Hollywood turned the minds of black youth into slaves. Through the television and through the radio waves, they call it juvenile detention, but it's only a cage. Because white people fear their fire, plus they fear their race. They're just a product of the system and no government aid. The school water's full of lead, so they're not making the grades. They say our youth are the future. I can't tell nowadays they're f***ed up. I sang this song to you. Please listen. And Dwelle Ra.
Sundiata Osaji. Reflection Eternal Barbershop. 2431 St. Paul Street. And Dwelle Ra, who's one of my closest friends and business partners. We've known each other for over 20 years, and we just kind of like was on the same page with everything we wanted to do as far as like barbershop creativity and like running the barbershop business. Our artistry and everything kind of balanced each other out, and when he's not cutting the hair, making people look beautiful and chiseling people up, as we say in the shop, chiseling people up, you know, he goes in the back and he kind of sits in the back, going to his corner. He set up a nice little production area where he just bang out beats, and while people sitting down, they can enjoy him putting his beats together, and as his beats come together, people enjoy it also, and the brother's magnificent. You know, we just talented brothers, man, at the end of the day, and we do multiple things.
This is what I call a bang out. You just on here, whatever come to mind, you just take whatever pieces you have and you just create them until you feel something and you hear something you like, and you, okay, I'm gonna record this. I heard it, I'm gonna record it. So it's like just taking a bit, like putting a puzzle together. You hear little stuff and you just take what you hear and you put it together, you start putting it together and make it make sense. A basic MacBook Pro, Yamaha monitors, and a Mackie mixer, and that's about it. I just love music all my life. It was just natural for me to like music, and I never understood what was this fascination with music with me. And I didn't meet my father, my biological father, until I was 22 years old. But I had always heard stories about him, you know, that he played in a band, he played the trumpet, and he played like almost every instrument, and he was in North Carolina. So when I went to meet him, and I got to his house, it was just like music was everywhere, instruments and, you know, keyboards and trumpets and guitars and all this stuff, and I'm like, all these things were me. And I started slowly seeing myself, so you know, it kind of changed my feeling about them. Music was just like that. It can take me back to good times, you know what I'm saying? Like, cause I can remember being a young boy, really a little boy, and sitting in a high chair eating some SpaghettiOs or something and hearing Marvin Gaye, "You Got to Give It Up." It can take me right back to that whole scene, and I can see my mother, you know what I mean, in the dining room. I don't know no dates. You ask me, oh, about this time? I said, no, I don't know about that time, but I know what song was playing. I can tell you, you know what I mean, what song came out, because it's my way of conveying time.
Reflection Eternal, basically, is what it means. I mean, when you come into the doors of this place, it's reflecting eternally, you know? Like-minded people give off high frequencies and good vibrations, and you see yourself within them, you know. The space is, you know, me, definitely artistic, creative, open and free flowing. It's got a home style feel, you know, with a big city vibe. Me and my partner, definitely, two guys who like rarely tug of war with each other. So if he have a vision, I run with it. If I have a vision, he runs with me. So just the whole continuity and the balance that we have with each other to be behind each other's back, and just to have our spirit in a place that we know we call home, you know? And that's the thing, like, we call this home, and it's like coming into our house, coming into our mind. And this barbershop is different for a lot of reasons. You know, we got the chess up, we promote chess. We promote a lot of other events outside of just like cutting hair and just basic things. We do a lot of community-oriented things that have impact on the community. We build a lot of liaisons, friendship, business alignments, and, you know, just so many things that go further than the shop, you know? Being in that lane attracts so much prosperity far as the quality of people that we got coming through, because they know what we're illuminating and what, you know what I mean, energy that we're giving off. So, you know, you receive what you are, you know? That's the core principle of the universe. We've seen a lot of hair salons come, a lot of hair salons go. We've seen a lot of barbershops come, a lot of barbershops go. The ones that's sticking around now, they here for the long term, because the whole concept of the Black Wall Street is becoming more realer. Key business people get more sturdy in their businesses and their feet become more planted. That has effect on everybody that's connected, just like the body. If the head is strong, that means the next vertebrae under the head is going to be strong, you know what I mean? So we have the solid leadership, business leadership, and core values that will allow us to even make this bigger, make that Black Wall Street concept bigger politically, because that's the next area we need to go on. It's good to have businesses, but what's our political power? Get sturdy on that and get our politicians and do like everybody else do, because they laid the blueprint. Then we can expand it and we can do the things that we need to do on a higher level.